Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
So we're going to be going a little bit deep. I wanted to share this a little bit earlier today before I started getting ready to preach. But I had to scan the room and see if there are any like young people in here, because we're going to be talking about a little bit, if I get to it. Y'all ready for this? Hold the bottom of your seat if you need to. We're going to talk about sexual immorality. In church? Is it in the Bible?
Yes.
So if we get there, we'll talk about it a little bit. But one of the things that I wanted to say before we got started with Purpose Kids was, hey, parents, we're going to talk about the works of the flesh, and it's going to talk about sexual immorality. So if they don't like going to Purpose Kids this Sunday, maybe a good Sunday that they go. Well, how deep we going to get, Pastor? We're going to read the word. Let's jump right on in. So we'll be looking at Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 23. Prayerfully, we'll get to that point. I underlined the word practices. That's me. I underlined that. That's not that in the scripture, but the word is. It says, now the practices of the sinful nature are clearly evident. They are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, which means total irresponsibility and lack of self-control, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions that promote heresies, envy, drunkenness, riotous behavior, and other things like these. Paul says, I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who, again, underline it, that's me underlining that, who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. So the Bible is letting us know that there is a way of living, either by being guided by the Holy Spirit, so we talked about that for a few weeks, Galatians 5:16, or by giving in to the works of the flesh. The scripture here calls it the sinful carnal nature. So when you think about the carnal nature, which we all have, that means that it is the part of me that just does what it wants to do without regard to God or His Word. That's the carnal nature. It's our flesh. So if I'm using the word sinful nature, carnal nature, and flesh, that's what we're talking about. So the scripture is letting us know, and this key word here, if I practice these things, I will not inherit the kingdom of God. So for a believer in Jesus Christ, you may say, I am on my way to heaven, you know, and my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. But that is great. That's where you will spend the rest of your life eternally. But God is also concerned about what type of life we're living here on earth. Amen? And so if we are practicing things that goes against God's way, we are not walking in the kingdom of God. When we look at this word practice, I'm taking my time with this. When we look at this word practice, it literally means that I have made it my intentional decision to do this, like on purpose, right? So let me just kind of back up for a moment. So I am envious on purpose. I practice drunkenness on purpose. I have riotous behavior on purpose. Are y'all following what I'm saying? Just going backwards. I practice idolatry on purpose, sorcery on purpose, hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger. You ever ask somebody, why are you always flipping out like that? That's just who I am. You have a choice. talking to the believer in Jesus Christ, because we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. That means the Spirit of the living God. That means the same one that said, let there be light, and there was light. The one that said to Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. The one that walked on the water. The one that healed people. The one that died on the cross and was raised from the dead lives on the inside of us. So if I am practicing fits of anger, almost like a little kid, you know how a little kid, they have a fit. So imagine you ever see, I know nobody's children did this and you didn't do this when you were younger, but you were in the store with your mom or your dad, and maybe not dad too much, but maybe, you know, you thought you can get over on mom or something like that, and you just wanted to have a fit. I would get down here, and well, let me just pretend I'm on the floor and I'm having a fit. And you ever see that? And the parent is saying, come on, you need to get up, we need to go. And that person is having a fit, and they're on the floor. Have you ever seen a kid on the floor, and they're just having a fit? And it's not because there's something going on mentally with them. Are y'all following what I'm saying? There's not some type of diagnosed thing. This child is just having a fit. Now, translate that into being an adult or at the age where I've received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and imagine me having fits like that of anger. But I have the Holy Spirit on the inside of me, which is probably constantly telling me, calm down, ain't that serious? And I am making a decision, irregardless of what the Holy Spirit is saying to me, that this is what I'm going to do. That's what it means by practice. This is not every once in a while I get anger. We all do. Or every once in a while I see something that somebody else has and I'm a little envious, a little jealous of that. No, this is me, like, on purpose. I'm like, hey, this is who I am, and I ain't changing, and I don't care what heaven says. That type of person cannot inherit the kingdom of God, cannot walk in God's way, because they refuse to. It's not that heaven is not strong enough to put things in their life to bring them back. That person, the Bible says, a reprobate mind, which means that I've just decided within myself that I ain't doing it. And I don't care how much the Holy Spirit. And the issue is that when I get to that point a little bit too much, I begin to turn down the volume of the Holy Spirit within my heart. And I turn up the volume of my flesh because I am practicing it. And this is so important that I want us to get. It's like, God, so you mean to tell me that I just got to be perfect? No, no, no. It's not about being perfect. It's about, man, I messed up. God, help me. Okay, the Holy Spirit is teaching me how to do this. But if I'm like, I'm just going to do what I want to do. And then I do it Monday. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, and it becomes a practice. That is the issue. Why? Because now God cannot flow through me to enhance his kingdom. Now I become a stumbling block to someone else. So someone wants to enter into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. They're looking at the body of Christ as an example, like, how do I do that? And I sense that I need to come to God, so therefore I'm coming to God's people. But when I come to God's people, they got fits of anger. I don't want none of that. So the reason why God is saying we've got to get whatever it is that's out of control, in control by the power of the Holy Spirit, is so that we can be witnesses throughout all the earth. Regardless of where I am, I can be a witness. Perfect? No. Consistent? Yes. Amen? So I wanted to expound upon that, because some people may say, man, ain't nobody perfect. Come on. Somebody probably said that. I wish that sometimes I could sit here. You ever see those things and like a bubble will pop over somebody's head and it's what they're thinking about? Sometimes I wish that I could see that in our minds. You notice I said in our minds. Because at times, even though I'm preaching this, my flesh is like, so you think you perfect? And I got to preach it anyway. So if I'm up here thinking it, I know somebody out there thinking it. So the difference is, there's one thing for me to mess up every once in a while, but there's one thing for me to say, I'm just going to do this, whether they like it or not. And who is they? Who's the audience? Can I share this with you? That the audience may be those who are part of God's kingdom, which is the Holy Spirit and the angels, waiting to help us to do the work that God has called us to do, but they can't because we won't practice the ways of God. We are practicing the ways of our flesh. And so literally, it's as if we are binding up the spiritual forces that want to help us because we won't do it God's way. Whew. That was good. It was so quiet. So could you imagine that, just entertain this with me for a moment, that this is the balcony of heaven. And the angels, this, I'm not saying this is the way it is, but just, and the angels are looking down at earth saying, I just want to help them. And we're down here at earth having fits of anger. And we're saying, well, how come God won't help me? But we are practicing fits of anger. And the angels are saying, I can't help you because you just keep practicing the flesh. And the Holy Spirit is saying, go this way because that's where your help is at. But because I'm in the flesh, remember last week I was trying to figure out what side is the flesh and all that stuff. But because I'm in the flesh, I cannot position myself to receive the help because I refuse to forgive that person. Or I refuse to forgive anyone that looks at me in a crazy way. You know why? Because I'm just angry. And every once in a while, I just flip out on people. And even though the Holy Spirit is saying you need to bring it in, no. This is just me because this is what happened to me, and I'm going to live my life in fits of anger. And heaven is saying, we can't help you because you are out of position. And God won't waste anything, will not release any help, and for it just to fall on fallow ground. And so the Holy Spirit at times, if we are sensing this and you sense that, we use this phrase, something is telling me. Why don't you just, if it's good, why don't you just say somebody's telling me. Something's telling me that I need, I'm standing on this area of fits of anger. That may not be anybody in here. But something is telling me not to tell this person off the way that I know how to because I got fits of anger. Something is telling me to just be quiet and transition. And I've got to make a decision. Sometimes the simple decisions in our life is trying to align us with God's kingdom, but we think it's just normal everyday decisions. The small decisions might be trying to shift you. And if it's the Holy Spirit, that means that he is trying to align you with God's kingdom so God's help can reach you. So we can be at the right coordinates. Not according to my flesh. And so right now, if there is any area out of these works of the flesh that we are practicing, this is, okay, so if anybody here is like, God, maybe pray this prayer this week. Is idolatry wrong? And this is God's answer to you today, letting you know that idolatry is wrong. God, is sorcery wrong? This is God's answer to you today, that sorcery is wrong. Any type of practicing and tapping into spiritual realms that is not God's spirit is wrong. Now, back then, they had some of this stuff here, but they didn't have a telephone that you can call. Y'all know where I'm going with that. Do I have to say it? They had things such as reading palms and all of those different things, tapping into different spiritual realms. But God is literally saying things like that, witchcraft, is wrong. It's not right. And what God is trying to do by his Spirit is open up our mind so that to the point where when I walk in my house, if anything look like I am worshiping that more than God, God is telling me to get rid of it. Do you realize that objects carry with it atmospheres? So we use, earlier today, we were using this little oil. And all we're doing is just using the oil as a point of contact to represent that God's power, God's anointing is upon that person. But before we use that oil, the prayer team prayed over it. And that is being used in glory to God. But what if somebody, I'm just going to be real clear with this one. What if somebody gave you some type of doll or statue? Do you think that thing was prayed over? And if it's not to bring glory to God, who is it to bring glory to? I had a chance to go to a place one time and people were standing. We were looking at the statues as like, wow, that's interesting. People were, while we were looking at it for entertainment, people were bowing down to it and praying to it. This is real. And sometimes we are fighting ourselves because we are inviting the Bible calls unfamiliar spirits into our homes and atmospheres. We're fighting against ourselves and we're saying things, man, my grandfather, he did that. And my grandmom, they did that. And we're just passing it along. I'm asking you, bring all of those objects which in someone's generation may have represented small g gods, which is idols, and ask God. Don't be afraid. Bring it and say, Lord, this statue that's been carrying in my family for years, and it brings, ain't got nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Is this an idol? Just bring it to God, right? He's not going to hurt you. It might hurt your feelings. This object, this necklace, these oils, these books, it has to be kingdom of God above our culture. Because sometimes we will take our culture, our family traditions, and put it before God. And God is shaking our environment and saying that there might be some things that we are doing that is considered idolatry or sorcery. Idolatry, idol. God says it. Come on, Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have what? No other gods before me. And then sorcery is this witchcraft. Whew. I'm trying not to go real deep with this, but. Thank you, Jesus. Of like calling up spirits at times. There's a scripture in the book of Samuel, and Saul, King Saul, at that time, the kingdom of God had been stripped from him, and the prophet Samuel had died. This is the same prophet Samuel that anointed David to be king. So Saul did some things that he wasn't supposed to do, so Saul was being tormented, listen to this, by evil spirits, because he was doing something he wasn't supposed to do. So Saul wanted to hear from Samuel, who was dead so bad that he went to go tap into witchcraft to try to bring back the spirit of Samuel. And it got to the point that when this person, this soothsayer, this witch that was trying to look into the spiritual realm, whatever she saw, it disturbed her so much that she was upset at Saul. What am I saying to you? Be careful of, I want to hear from my grandmom. I want to hear from my granddad. I want to hear from my ancestors. I don't think that there is anything greater that anybody dead can say to us beyond what God can say. I can't hear God right now. Look, listen, my wife and I just had a chance to go see, look at some artifacts of a leader that meant so much in our life, who pastored a church that we were at for over 30-something years. And there are so many times that I just want to sit down and say, I wish you were still here. I need help.
But guess what?
He ain't talking to me. And you know what he would say to me? Son, seek God. So I am saying this. I don't know why God stopped us right here in this place. Idolatry and sorcery. It's in the Bible as works of flesh that goes against the Spirit of God. So if it goes against the Spirit of God, and it says those who practice those things shall not inherit or be able to walk in God's way or God's kingdom, it's literally telling us, stop doing it. Stop. Because some of us are challenged. It's because I have this artifact. I got this thing that I'm worshiping. And it's being put before God. And today, God is saying, whatever is standing in the place of God, begin today to work to remove it. And why did I say begin today? Because some things are not easy to let go. I understand that. I get that. It's not easy just to let go of something that I've been practicing for such a long time. But so God is saying, begin today to start letting it go. If it's before God, if you look to that before you look to God, that means it's before God. I don't know what I'm going to do. Let me look and see what this says to me. Let me read this. Let me flip through this and see what it's going to say. And for some people, come on, I remember horoscopes and all of that. Yep, somebody's like, I hope he don't say that. I used to every morning. Aries was born in April. I used to know all those different things. And come on, pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray, seek God concerning the direction of our life. And if there is anything that is being put before God, it needs to start working to remove it. Today might be a good day for spring cleaning. And it ain't even springtime. Amen. It should always be springtime in our temple. God, what is it that I need to let go of? I'm telling you, and as God speaks to us within our temple, then your eyes will be open, and please don't ignore it. Today, somebody is going to walk into a room. You're going to look on a shelf, and you're going to see something, and your inner being is going to go, ooh, and you're going to have to make a decision. Do I go this way or that way? Do I compromise or do I, oh? God will rather us wrestle than just say, nah, I'm not getting rid of that. God can help. He can help a person that is at least fighting. But if I'm not even fighting because I've decided that this is what I'm going to do. And for any of us that are parents and grandparents, we've got to watch it because you might escape. But will the next generation be able to escape whatever it is that you are allowing to remain in your household? Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So if we're practicing idolatry, putting anything before God, idol, sorcery, I think y'all know what I'm talking about. It was like I'm trying not to like say examples and stuff, but every time I try to hold it back, God's like, say it. Whether it's horoscope, what's it called, tarot cards, all of that stuff. I don't think she's living any longer, but Sylvester Stallone's mom. Okay, some of y'all too young to remember that. And I'm glad y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. But if you do, you're probably trying to hold in the laugh because you may have called that line.
Can I ask a question?
If we can wait until, yep, after service. Hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, disputes, right? Dissensions, factions that promote heresies. What is heresy? That means it's sects or it's deeper than cliques. This is what we believe over here. This is what they believe over there. And it begins to divide. I'm talking about just the church, this local church, or the body of Christ. We don't believe in that. Come on. And y'all know that. We got so many denominations. We got so many different denominations. But heresies and sects. I want to go back to the next one. You notice I'm going back. And then the last ones were the ones in the beginning. Sexual morality, impurity, sensuality, total irresponsibility, lack of self-control. Just out of control. Listen, out of control and practicing it. So I'm not talking about, I got to wrap this up. I'm not talking about it's Friday and every Friday my flesh just wants to go do some stuff that it's not supposed to do. And I need somebody to talk to me and help me. This is, I can't wait until Friday. Because regardless what I sense God saying, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to, what did it say? Just be out of control. Well, I feel like that one just kind of hit a few people in here. So the Holy Spirit, God, I'm telling you, if take this, what was that phrase, and you can take that to the bank. Because I feel like some people are like, but is that really? It's in the Bible. And you can read whatever translation you want. It's real clear of some stuff we shouldn't be doing. It's real clear, y'all. Real clear. Amen? So we're going to wrap it up, but I don't want to leave us in this funeral type of feeling. But this is where God is trying to get us. I've been talking to the kids about it. The fruit of the Spirit, the result of God's presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not just the ability to wait, but how we act while we wait. That's good. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. You know what that means? Nobody is going to stop you from allowing the fruit of the Spirit to come through your life. Man. So where the Holy Spirit is saying, hey, stop doing this. When the fruit of the Spirit is working in and through our life, God's like, yes, keep going. Keep being peaceful. Keep getting patient. Keep having joy. Keep letting love flow through. There's no restriction. There's nobody going to pull you over and say, you need to stop loving because you're just loving just too much. And God is definitely not going to do that. Amen. I just came to church today because people were getting dedicated and baptized. And this guy talking about sorcery in the church. Why are we talking about sorcery in the church? Like what? Because it's in the Bible. And so here's what I ask you to do. Galatians chapter 5. You can start at verse 1 if you want. Read the entire chapter. Or if you want to start at verse 16. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Read the Bible for yourself. Amen. Because I'm very excited about what it says, but I need for you to get it for yourself, because you're going to believe it when you get it for yourself. But some things are just very clear. Amen. Well, praise Jesus. We didn't make it to where I wanted to. Some people are like, praise God, he ain't talk about that sex thing. That's enough. Woo! Oh, Jesus. Join us for Bible study, and we'll break it down. Monday night Bible studies at 7 o'clock on Zoom. Whatever I didn't get a chance to share on Sunday, sometimes I go and I share it during Bible study. Y'all are such wonderful people. And the reason why I say this is because some places you may preach at, it is so tight that they don't want you to preach it. And this is not just because this is a new church. There is people in here that are open to hear what God is saying. And I believe that is the reason why God shares what he's sharing.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in his love, and live out his purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.